Allen's in the gun with Singletary to his left. Short motion by Davis from the right. A play fake and a throw down the middle to Davis. A catch and a touchdown. Buffalo's on the board.
He's really hard to stop. He does a good job at everything. He's continued to grow as a player. And you know, I think you see his leadership, his toughness, his physical ability, you know, all that on a very consistent basis.
Allen fields the snap against a four-man rush. He's going to run it himself. Yep. He sprints across the 40, 35, 30, to the 25, and spun around and tackled between the hash marks. Devin McCourty made the stop on Josh Allen.
And he's the guy that makes them go, and he's become one of the top quarterbacks in the league.
Threat to Eliminate is brought to you by ReliaQuest. ReliaQuest, defending the world's largest companies against cyber threats, makes security possible at ReliaQuest.com. Phil Perry of NBC Sports Boston is with us, and let's talk about that threat to eliminate. Josh Allen last week against Carolina, 19 of 34, 210 yards, three touchdowns against the Panthers. He only ran the ball once in that game. Phil, how did the Patriots eliminate that threat today?
Yeah, he only ran it once. Does that mean he has fresh legs for today? To be able to run all over the Patriots? Because I think that's one of the keys to this game, is you have to keep him inside the pocket. The Patriots are no strangers to devising game plans like the one that I think we'll see today. But that's the key, because you're going to be able to match up a little bit better than maybe we thought they would have a couple weeks ago with no Cole Beasley.
Talking a crush rush game here today, Phil?
I think I like a crush rush
little
plan
crush
today.
Rush game
I think
today,
that's smart.
Kids.
Well, listen,
little
you got
crush rush, all right.
I think you have to, because if you end up doing what somebody like Matt Judon really likes to do, which is get up the field.
He did in the first game. He
run the
right
arc.
By him.
Run the arc. Get past the quarterback at times.
Pull on those reins a little bit.
That's when you could give up some explosive plays. The Bills are a little bit banged up in terms of their receiving options. They still have Stephon Diggs. They still have Dawson Knox. Emmanuel Sanders, we're expecting, is going to play, even though he's been banged up lately. But you should be able to match up. So the question is, on third and long, can you keep Josh Allen in the pocket and force him to throw the ball as opposed to letting him scramble all over you? We know, guys, he was able to keep that game close against the Bucs a few weeks ago almost by himself. He ran for well over 100 yards, and the Bucs did not do a good enough job, in my opinion, especially in the second half there, of keeping him under wraps. That, to me, is the key today. So it's on Judon. It's on Kyle Van Noy. It's on Lawrence Guy, Devon Godshaw, whoever's out there, to keep him in the well, bull rush, crush rush, as Beadle says. Try to keep him in the pocket. Dietrich Wise is like a little bit of a sneaky absence to me today, because he's one of their best bull rushers. And in a game like this, he would have a significant role. He played over 40% of the snaps in Buffalo a few weeks ago.
So yeah, it's interesting when you look at, in terms of defensively, the plan for the Patriots. What is it for the Bills? And is there anything that they can do? I know Vernon Butler's available this time around. Is there anything they can do to stop the Patriots from running the football? And I know you wrote about what the Patriots did the first time on December the 6th, you know, ride 38 club, ride 39 club, and they rode the Bills right out of Orchard Park.
They did, and the only reason I even know what that play is called is because of Dante Scarnecchia, who's kind enough to be on with us on Next Pats. But, you know, that's that play that they ran over and over and over again, where you're pulling the guard to the play side. It's a little bit like crack toss, which we see all the time from the Patriots every week. It's a little bit different, and we don't see it that often. Scarnecchia told me there have been full years where we haven't run that play once, and they ran it over and over and over again. I would expect they would try to do the same thing here, at least early, but they would also have some play action plays built off of those, because the Bills are going to be so hot to stop those plays that got them killed on Monday night. I think if you're Buffalo, Chris, to me it comes down to, can a soft team just decide it doesn't want to be soft anymore? And I don't think that's the case. I don't think that can happen. You can run in whatever kind of personnel you want to run in there, but it's going to open yourself up to other things. The conditions obviously are much better to throw the ball today. I would think Mac Jones is going to have some opportunities, especially if they overplay the run. These guys were embarrassed a few weeks ago. They're going to be coming downhill 1,000 miles an hour, trying to make sure that they don't get run over again. And if they're playing that way, that's where, if you're Mac Jones, Josh McDaniels, you have to be ready to throw it over the tops of those linebackers' heads, especially these linebackers. Tremaine Edmonds, Matt Milano, these guys are aggressive. They're not the most disciplined group that the Patriots will
no,
see all year.
Definitely not.
It might be an understatement. So I think there are going to be some opportunities for Mac Jones through the air today.
And you know, this didn't really play any part in the first game, but no Tre'Davious White. And so maybe you want to see what, you know, Dane Jackson, what are you capable of when we have conditions where we feel like we can throw?
Totally. And I thought it was interesting. I asked Bill Belichick about these two safeties that the Bills have, right? Jordan Poyer, Micah Hyde. he talks about them every single year. Okay, but what is it, Bill, that really makes them tough to prepare against? And what makes them tough in the moment? Not just for the quarterback, but for the receivers too. Because in this offense, we know the receivers will adjust their routes based on what the coverage is. So if everybody sees it's cover two, okay, we're on the same page and I'm going to run this route. But if it's cover two or it looks that way and then all of a sudden it turns to cover one, then everybody has to be on the same page and you have to adjust. What Bill Belichick told me was, really, it's toughest on the offensive linemen. Because when they are crashing down towards the line of scrimmage, if they start with two guys high, those guys can insert themselves into the run game plan and be factors there. So you have to figure out, okay, if I'm the left guard, Ted Karras, do I have Poyer crashing down here? Is he crashing down or is he about to bail? And if he bails, do I have this linebacker or that linebacker? So this is going to be a real test for the entire offensive group to be able to handle what these safeties throw at him tonight, because obviously, again, they were taken out of the game to a certain extent December 6th out in Buffalo. So they're going to be a much bigger factor today.
Talking with Phil Perry of NBC Sports Boston. Phil, last segment we were spending a lot of time with Burt Breer talking about COVID protocols and how the Indianapolis Colts had some players that self-reported. The Patriots obviously are dealing with this. Ramondre Stevenson not playing in this game, COVID. Yesterday, Kendrick Bourne got a positive test. He was able to get off the list. What he
got a negative, which was
right.
A positive.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right.
It was a positive and that it was
for positive results.
For
I'm
their
sorry.
Chances today.
A with a negative test.
Right.
Right.
In the lab.
A Christmas gift like no other. A negative COVID test for him, which allows him to be ready to play in today's game. Last year at this time, we were talking about the teams that are able to sort of navigate COVID protocols and navigate COVID are going to get through all this. I think that might be out the window. I'm curious to know how the Patriots are going to approach this as a team down the stretch. They were pretty good about it last year. I don't know if there's going to be an advantage in trying to do the right things anymore because the spread has become so much more significant.
It feels like it's everywhere. And
yeah.
You can try. And the more you can do, maybe the better your odds become. And I know that's what they're trying to tell each other right now, especially when you have team leaders whose wives are doctors, like Devin McCourty and Matthew Slater, you know, their words carry weight. And so you can try to harp on those things, but it is everywhere, and it is really difficult to avoid. And I think the only way you can try to make sure that you handle it as best as you can is by being a deep team. Like, the work has already been done. This was on Bill Belichick and Dave Ziegler and their front office to try to build some depth so that when guys do go out, whether it's on the practice squad or lower on your 53-man roster, you can still play a game and be functional on both sides of the ball. I think that's one area that's interesting about today's game, too, where you have two very different team-building strategies at play out here. You have the superhuman talent at quarterback,
yep,
and you have the relatively deep roster on the other side.
Yep.
Late in the year, outdoors, what wins? Would you rather have the superhero quarterback, or would you rather have the balanced team? I think especially during COVID and especially in 2021 where the run game has made a little bit of a resurgence here, I think it is possible to win as a balanced team late and win a game like this one.
I respect the teams that can run at this time a little bit more than those who don't even really try, and that is Buffalo. So count me as a guy who respects Indianapolis more than Buffalo. I do this time of year, although their quarterback stinks. That might not be the best example. I don't know how you feel about Carson Wentz. I think he stinks. Phil, great to have you here. Good to see you.
You guys are the best. Merry Christmas.
All right.
Appreciate you. Talk to you soon.